This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Feel the bass in your face, mother lovers. That's right, you are in tune to FUBAR Radio. www.fubarradio.com. We got to give a big shout out to Ian Boldsworth for the last 2 hours. I go by the name of Mice Diggy, aka the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake, bringing you the hip hop show right here. That's right, it's 4 p.m. on a Monday, and you know we bring you that crack, ladies and gentlemen, that crack. No, it's not a drug reference. The crack in the cloud that turns that frown upside down, baby.
Oh, yeah.
And that's right, Sarah has not got a sore throat. This is somebody else here with me today. Sarah's out doing some famous shit. I don't even know what, but, you know, she's famous, so...
She's got to
that's
do
all
thing.
Famous people do, really, innit? It's just famous shit. They don't really...
Just turn up, you know? Show their face, job done.
Exactly. So shout out to Sarah Love, whatever you're doing, sipping a pina colada, riding on a camel in the middle of a desert island, bareback. I don't know, but enjoy what you're doing. I'm joined by my co-host, a.k.a.
Chew Dat or Chew Hefner.
No, a.k.a. Jackie Chan, and I'm the Chris Tucker.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Rush Hour.
It's the Rush Hour.
The hip-hop talk show right here. My boy, Chew Dat.
How you guys doing, AZ Mice? It's been a while.
How you been, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. All good. I haven't been doing anything famous.
Don't lie, man. I heard you've been in a couple of movies here and there. It's all about how you've been doing famous.
Well, apart from those things, I'm kind of lucky. I think I'm waiting for one to come out. I don't know if you noticed a Marvel Doctor Strange or something. I don't know if you...
Oh, wow.
So I was doing a bit of a stunt on that.
Stunting. And that's not like the hip-hop term stunting, you know, like this new age word, stunting, as in... flashing all the ice cubes that I got in my bottle of rum. He's talking about actually doing stuntman work. So he does backflips, front flips, side flips, whatever kind of flip you want.
I'll do more face planting, to be fair.
As long as you get paid for it, man, you're doing the right thing, bro.
That's all good. I've also just got a quick couple of shouts to some films. I've had a couple of acting parts in Late Shift, like an interactive feature length film, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Check it out. And Retribution, a British gangster film, revenge film. So, yeah.
So basically, you do famous shit from time to time. That's good to hear. You know, I like to rub shoulders with famous people because that's what gets you anywhere in life these days. When I have kids, I'm going to tell them, look, just make friends with the most important, the most, like, famous kids in school, and just make sure you to stay in touch. Whatever you got to do, hold their bags.
Yep, even for
their
bellends.
Do their homework for them. Whatever you got to do, because in this world that we're living in, this fucked up world, that'll probably make sense for you. Anyway, this is the hip-hop show right here on FUBAR Radio. We want to give a shout out to Marv Radio and Three Faces of Death, who we had last week. Do remember, if you want to listen back to any of the shows, go to foodbyradio.com/hip-hop. Today, though, alongside myself, Mice Diggy, and Chew,
what?
We got some special guests. We're glad to have them back. The last time we had them in, it was just a magical moment, man. So we're glad that this could be, you know, a regular thing. We don't know how regular exactly, because these lot do a lot of famous shit as well. But welcome back, Ezra Collective,
building. Yeah.
We're going to have them do a live performance for us again, as well as help us out with the open mic. You know, they got their own beats that they can rock.
Yeah, it's going to be dope. Looking forward to that one.
And we're going
to
be joined by Crash and Elements, who are going to get on the open mic. We've got music for you from Twisted Pennies, Marvel Radio, as well as DJ Supreme.
Whoa.
We've got the big ups. You know, Sarah ain't here, but we still like to... enlighten people with some positive outlooks, inlooks, and all kind of looks.
All good looks.
Yeah. No bad looks, because, bad looks crack mirrors these days.
7 years, man. 7 years. Don't want that. Definitely not want that.
And we've also got a whole lot more for you, so make sure you tune in. Do hit us up at FUBAR Radio on the Twitter. You can also hit up at Chew Dat.
Yep, Chrudat.
And myself, Mice Diggy, on the Twitter. Or email us, hiphop@fubarradio.com. You know we like to hear from you. Let us know if there's anything you feel is taking a piss, because obviously that Monday, you need to just get it off your chest. It's like that taco meat hair on your chest. You know, when you're ready to go on holiday, you need to get that off. Just, I don't know how.
Electrolysis.
Electrolysis. Yeah. The lasers don't even work for that shit.
Oh, well, okay. I've been blessed, man.
Yeah, same here. I'm not that furry. I'm lucky. I'm not that furry. So, yes, I can ride around bareback every now and again, but not all the time, my beloveds.
We all like a bit of bareback.
Yes. Yeah, you don't like a bit of bareback every now and again. You know what I mean? I'll tell you what, mate. Yo, so do keep locked in. Right about now, though, We got to hit you with something like this, Mother Lovers.
Stay tuned.
Microphone check, 1, 2. Hey, yo, you ready to get down, man?
Whatever, man.
Hey, you ready to get this up?
Whatever, man.
You say it's...
Whatever, man.
Hey, yo.
Whatever, man.
Check it, cool beat.
Keep it banging, keep
it swinging.
Ooh, la, la, la.
Yo, I'm smoking herbals till it hurts you. I keep your daughter way out past a curfew. Hard, far from commercial.
We don't give a fuck when we smoked out in the land that's doped out.
Like that?
No doubt. From this bomb weed I cop from the street. Get you open like butt cheeks from girls who be freaks. Hey, yo, can I be SWV?
You the one, nigga.
Rap Shogun. That's either one.
I'm rolling with the 40 pack of niggas. Get my weed from Branson, cause this sack's bigger. Yo, give me that, nigga. While I clap, lyrically tap, combat, ferocious, causing comatosis to collapse. So cheeky-eyed, I see people waving on the map. I make it hotter than your thermostats. Form MCs with rough megahertz, so call me Funk Doctor, verbal starburst, lyrical expert. Your boombox better form a union, cause I leave your circus overworked. Word by, niggas front like they want it. But I be in the 500 with these steadily getting blunted.
Damn, nigga, you cool at what you spittin'. So why you holding the blunt so long?
I'm acing blunts with the technician of electrician. I don't got a pot to pissin', but still spend my last on hydroglycerin. I keep it live, don't jive, rolling Dutchess, that's masters like the Furious Five. I keep your crew cheeky eye for bitches at the door. Why not? Why we choke on this? You ready to roll this weed up?
Whatever, man.
You ready to knock this nigga out?
Whatever, man.
You ready to get this cheddar?
Whatever, man.
You ready to start this shit up?
Whatever, man.
I smoke with a lot of college students. Most of them wasn't graduating and they knew it.
You know the weed slang?
Yeah, boy, I speak it fluent. I like your college dorm with my entourage from doing. Bigger they come, harder they fall. That goes for knuckleheads, MCs, pussy walls and all. I lit my first L before I started to crawl. I got my ass whooped when I had my first brawl. But things changed since I was 12 years old. I specialize in wrecking mics and area codes now. PPP, the kind of niggas that'll bug with you, smoke bug with you, later on stick a slug in you. Everything that's light green ain't the ball, bitch. I got different forms to make you lose your car, bitch. Leave my lips, you ain't hitting unless you got 10 on it. Get on it or get the fuck out my sight. You ready to roll this weed up?
Whatever, man.
You ready to rob this nigga?
Whatever, man.
You ready to fuck, bitch?
Yo, whatever, man.
You ready to guzzle this liquor?
Whatever, man.
Chill.
Whatever, man.
Nice one for tuning in. So what did that?
Yeah, I see what you did there. Always thinking about yourself, man. Where's my names that you flip like that and sound smart with?
Give me a day.
What is up with that? You just heard Red Man right there, whatever, man.
Bringing you back.
Yep, taking you back. You know we got to do that, man. It's a hard Monday. Today's a weird Monday because you got this whole, it's sunny, it's raining, it's cloudy. This whole thing where I don't even know what the fuck to wear.
No.
You know what I mean? I nearly came out in a wetsuit with flip-flops. So I was like, should I or shouldn't I? I don't really know what the hell I'm meant to do with myself. I'm driving through rain, sleet, snow. What the hell? And it's a Monday in the middle of July.
And anyone else will feel my pain as well if you've got a suede, any suede trainer people out there. What a freaking ball ache, man. Getting through the freaking summer, but there isn't bloody a summer.
Does the protector work for that shit?
No.
It's not. Joe said it don't work because I nearly got jerked into buying that. It was 3 for 2, yeah? I was in the pound shop local for... Right, maybe I shouldn't even.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't mention
put
it.
Put that out there.
Put some cling film around your trainers and
walk around that. Looking like a dickhead. Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. At least the trainers look cool.
Yeah, but the trainers look fresh, though, wouldn't they?
10 years
home,
later,
at
yeah.
Home.
I got these 10 years ago, you know. Look, see how fresh they are. I can't see, man. They're fucking trapped in cling film. Anyway, man, yeah, that was Red Man off of the Muddy Waters LP. I think that came out. Was it 96 or 97?
96. Anyone from.
Man!
I think it's 96.
And you listen to that, man. The soul in that. Produced by Eric Sermon, who we did have on the show a couple weeks ago, by the way.
Hot damn.
So, yeah, you can listen back to that interview. Sarah got to interview him, and it was quite a wild interview as well, man. He was saying some hilarious shit.
Okay.
So, yeah, do go to foobarradio.com/hiphop if you want to listen back to that. But anyway, moving on, man. What has been going on? The world is going crazy or not? What is
the world? But mostly one country.
Yeah, well, they believe it's the world. You know, they have their own sports and call it like world championships and shit. Yeah. Connecticut versus Detroit.
Well, we'll take someone else's sport, and call it something completely different.
I know. Man, a lot of you people know already there's been, there's been a bunch of shootings. There have been police shooting people in the streets, shooting police.
It's just been mental, man.
Yeah, it's just been a whole bunch of craziness going on. So, in light of that, obviously, as Sarah likes to do, we want to shine a light on people who are trying their best to be positive. It's time for the big up section.
Big up.
That's right. Hey, this guy, man. I was surprised Sarah didn't speak about him, the last week or so, because he made a speech on the BET Awards, which is, I think it happened about 2 weeks ago, maybe, yeah. Or a week and a half or 2 weeks ago. People know of him. I didn't know who the fuck he is because I don't really watch TV like that,
But you do watch Grey's Anatomy, though. You love that.
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, yeah, that's the thing. Grey's Anatomy, I was like, Grey's Anatomy, yeah.
Any kind of romantic kind of like medical drama, man, that's you.
Well, you didn't used to do casual, though. Tell the truth.
Casual or casualty?
Casualty, see? That's how deep I am in that game.
Or you just were talking about your last T-shirt you bought on.
Do you know what? I thought, it's a funny thing, though. I did think, it's kind of weird. Like, remember the school days and you used to go home and watch, like, shit like Neighbours and Home and Away? It's like, what the fuck were we doing? What made us want to go? Yeah, I can't wait for the omnibus edition of EastEnders. Shout out to my people that still watch EastEnders now, because there are some weirdos that tweet about that shit and Facebook it. And there's nothing wrong with being a weirdo, by the way. I just find it strange watching that shit because it's fucking moody as hell. You know what I mean? We already live in the East End, so to speak. You know what I mean? We already see grey ground, grey clouds, fucking grey pigeons. You know what I mean? Daffodils out here look grey.
Yeah.
What the fuck more do you want to sit down and watch TV about it for? But anyway, I always thought that was weird, like as kids wanting to watch shit like that. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah,
am I
but
doing?
I think I'm just going to expose my age here. But yeah, Neighbours. I remember one chick though when she, I can't remember her name in the thing, man. But I remember she had to dress up as a schoolgirl. She blatantly wasn't the age of a schoolgirl, but in my head she was. And she still is.
Were in school then, though.
I just want to confirm.
Forgot
what I was there.
Out there like that, you were in school at the time, so it would have been a legit sort of.
Okay.
You got worried about it because you said I'm exposing my age, and then.
So then, I'm still thinking about it now, though.
It's not the only thing you're exposing.
But if I still find it hot now, does that make that wrong?
Ooh, yeah, I mean, really? Well, if you still picture her then in the school uniform and, you know, of that age of being in school. It is kind of weird because you're not that person now. But if mentally you go back to being that 12-year-old kid, it kind of works. Just don't say it out loud.
Right, so not on air then?
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's probably a bad idea.
Good to know.
Anyway, as usual, we digress. I wanted to big up this guy called Jesse Williams. He's an actor, American-born actor. He's a model, an activist, best known for his role as Dr. Jackson Avery on the ABC television series Grey's Anatomy. And like I said, I've never watched Grey's Anatomy. It does worry me to think about what that could be about, because the word anatomy to me just sounds like, you know what I mean, something's going on that, so you need some rubber glove treatment.
Some sort of crossover film is in the making, 50 Shades of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. I don't really want to know what's inside Grey's Anatomy, to be honest, because I'm trying to eat this popcorn and just relax myself, you know what I mean? But that's right, I watch popcorn and TV programs.
I'm glad you watched the popcorn.
We've got to watch it in the microwave first. Popping. Wow. Then you got to watch the TV program.
Popping and locking.
Anyway, he made a speech at the BET Awards, which is quite powerful. It was in light of, there's this whole thing about hashtag Black Lives Matter. People in America are feeling like black people are being targeted at the moment, mainly by the police, and not treated as equal compared to other Americans. I think, you know, to me, it's a bit deeper than that in terms of, I think the fact that they've got guns alone kind of messes up the whole situation. Yeah. Like, somebody's going to get hurt. And guns aren't made to, like, make you feel, do you know what I mean? No one's going to get hurt. Somebody's going to get it if someone's got a gun with a bullet inside it and they're aiming at somebody. Do you know what I mean?
It's crazy.
So I think that's where the whole problem is. But anyway, we'll get to that. But I want people to hear this speech that this guy made. He's of mixed race descent, by the way. So his father's black and his mother is Swedish, I think. So, you know, he's one of the lucky guys that he can jump from loop to loop. You know what I mean? Like, not all of us can do that, unfortunately. Sometimes I want to do some white stuff that I know my black friends would be like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. And then vice versa, I guess.
We can go square dancing later, man. Don't worry. We'll cross it off your bucket list, man.
Oh, thanks, man.
It's cool.
Anyway, so let's listen to this speech by Jesse Williams.
Now, this award, this is not for me. This is for the real organizers all over the country, the activists, the civil rights attorneys, the struggling parents, the families, the teachers, the students that are realizing that a system built to divide and impoverish and destroy us cannot stand if we do. All right? It's kind of basic mathematics. The more we learn about who we are and how we got here, the more we will mobilize. Now, this is also in particular for the black women, in particular, who have spent their lifetimes dedicated to nurturing everyone before themselves. We can and will do better for you. Now, what we've been doing is looking at the data, and we know that police somehow manage to de-escalate, disarm, and not kill white people every day. So what's going to happen is we are going to have equal rights and justice in our own country, or we will restructure their function and ours. Now, I got more, y'all. Yesterday would have been young Tamir Rice's 14th birthday. So I don't want to hear any more about how far we've come when paid public servants can pull a drive-by on a 12-year-old playing alone in a park in broad daylight, killing him on television and then going home to make a sandwich. Tell Rakia Boyd how it's so much better to live in 2012 than it is to live in 1612 or 1712. Tell that to Eric Garner. Tell that to Sandra Bland. Tell that to Dorian Hunt. Now, the thing is, though, all of us in here getting money, that alone isn't going to stop this. All right? Now, dedicating our lives to getting money just to give it right back for someone's brand on our body, when we spent centuries praying with brands on our bodies, and now we pray to get paid for brands on our bodies. There has been no war that we have not fought and died on the front lines of. There has been no job we haven't done. There's no tax they haven't levied against us, and we've paid all of them. But freedom is somehow always conditional here. You're free, they keep telling us. But she would have been alive if she hadn't acted so free. Now, freedom is always coming in the hereafter. But you know what, though? The hereafter is a hustle. We want it now. And let's get a couple things straight. Just a little side note. The burden of the brutalized is not to comfort the bystander. That's not our job. All right, stop with all that. If you have a critique for the resistance, for our resistance, then you better have an established record of critique of our oppression. If you have no interest in equal rights for black people, then do not make suggestions to those who do. Sit down. We've been floating this country on credit for centuries, yo. And we're done watching and waiting while this invention called whiteness uses and abuses us, burying black people out of sight and out of mind while extracting our culture, our dollars, our entertainment like oil, black gold, ghettoizing and demeaning our creations, then stealing them, gentrifying our genius, and then trying us on like costumes before discarding our bodies like rinds of strange fruit. The thing is that just because we're magic doesn't mean we're not real. Thank you.
Yeah. That last line, you know, I know, but he's on Grey's Anatomy, so you got to give him, at least let him have one, you know, just one little mess up.
All right, fair enough.
But that was a powerful speech, man.
It was powerful.
I think, you know, all in all, like, obviously he's speaking from the perspective of black people being disrespected, you know, like BET is the Black Entertainment Television Network, or whatever it's called.
That's right.
But I think on the whole, the fact that he's talking to America. He's saying like this country is built on a lot of bullshit, and a lot of bullshit, you know, is allowed to happen without, there's no one kind of owning up and saying, yeah, we did this, or there's no one even getting.
It's too many years, man.
Dealt with too many years.
I just think it's been going on this sort of, there's a lot of fear and hatred, and those two together, what you were saying earlier, with, mixed with guns, it's just not a good look, man.
Yeah, it's just weirdness, man. It's not a good look. You know, and it's obviously to do with like a bunch of greedy people. Like he's talking about the culture being more or less raped and people. You know, like, it's kind of like, I used to feel like that. It's like you go to, say there's a club you want to go into. They're playing, like, the music that you're into, but they say to you, nah, you can't come in because of how you look. And well, it's like, you don't mind listening to the music, but you're bothered about standing shoulder to shoulder with people.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like, that's just stupid. That's just ignorant.
It is ignorant. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of ignorance. I mean, there's a lot of fear. I mean, obviously, the police and with, you know, the whole sort of stuff going on now, right now, police and sort of the black people. I don't want to, that sounds racist myself just saying
black people,
you know, because they're both fearful of each other. They're both just ready to brandish those firearms, man, because just out of fear.
Yeah,
not understanding. It's really messed up.
Yeah, it's like, you know, this is like movie shit we're talking about now, where you got people, you know, the guy just showed me, Ezra Collector just showed me a video earlier of this guy. He filmed himself pulling a gun out on the police and saying, yeah, but this is the only way I feel safe. What you stopped me for? Why have you stopped me? So he's basically saying to, look, just before you draw your gun out, my gun is out now. So if you are, I'm going to pop off. But he's filming himself doing that. Like, what kind of world is that,
yeah,
man?
It's crazy.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, that started off with American, the whole sort of, I reckon, like the whole suing thing.
Mm.
You know, there's always so many sort of cross the T's, dot the I's. And now, because they can allow to do that, they're all trying to learn how to speak to police with the right sort of legal means.
Yeah.
And if you are allowed to carry a gun, well, you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Right now over there, it's freaking mental. Someone else showed me a video, one of my boys, Jimmy. Like, there's been sort of Black Lives Matter protests, and like some of the sort of public in their cars just driving through like protest lines.
Yeah. I've seen that. There, people are just running over. She's talking about the Black Lives Matter protests that have been happening. I think mainly down south, right, in Dallas.
Dallas.
There are people walking down the streets, you know, with their banners and whatnot, I guess peacefully protesting, but then cars are coming through and just running them over.
I mean, even if you're getting slowed down by these protesters, it doesn't justify knocking them down and then just driving off. Not at the speed they're going. I mean, the video is nasty, really nasty.
Wow,
it's
crazy,
like real
man.
People, man. It's not cool.
So, you know, I think Jesse Williams definitely needs a big up.
Big up.
For the fact that he was brave enough to say that. Fair enough. I did think about this after the fact that it's like, it's a black award show.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I guess it's safer for him to say it there than it would be. But does Grey's Anatomy get that kind of love in, you know, the Oscars? Or, you know, I don't think they're good, but they're not that good, innit?
Nah, probably not as much. But I don't know.
They probably get on the BAFTAs, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah. All right.
But anyway, yeah, you know, and it got me thinking, because he's saying that in front of a whole bunch of musicians, you know, like all the names that are big right now, as well as previous names that were big. Back in the day, you know, not to get on my back in the day shit, shout out to Sarah Love, but people used to do, you'd get like the big names doing collaboration projects, you know, Stop the Violence and Where's the Peace? Remember that, all of that?
Yeah,
like
man.
Now, they ain't none of that. It's like, yo, check my gems. Yeah,
listen
and,
to me.
Yeah, take these pills and suck my dick. Do you know what I mean? Like, they'll all get together and do a track about Suck My Dick, but...
I think, when was it, I reckon, the last time? Last time I heard something like that was probably, remember the Panther film? Soundtrack on that. Where You At?
Panther film?
Yeah, Panther, there's all about the Black Panthers.
Oh, the Panther, the Points.
I can't remember one more recently, though. There's like Where You At, I think I had Mobb Deep, Chuck D,
RZA,
Hellraiser, Keris One. Yeah, Rakim, I think.
Keris One's always on one of them Stop the Violence
tracks.
Yeah,
he has to be, man. He's got to be.
Peace.
Yeah, but fair play to him, man.
Keris One, Where You At, I guess, man.
Yeah.
He's got to lead by example again, because it's amazing that some actor that hardly anybody knows apart from people that are mad into Grey's Anatomy can come out and say that shit. It didn't rhyme, obviously, but the fact that he said it in front of so many people rather than, oh man, thank you so much for this award, I want to thank God, it's like, yo, I can't really thank anybody right now because there's this whole
too much
turmoil going on in the place that I live.
Well, I think coming from a sort of mixed heritage perspective as well, where he can see, it doesn't matter that he's not full black or whatever you want to call it, he can see, you don't have to be black to see that the stuff going on there is mental. I mean, I'm Chinese. Doesn't mean that Chinese matters. Chinese lives don't matter right now. Everyone should freaking matter, man.
And that's the other thing as well, is like that all lives matter. So it's a weird thing, you know, like how can people be upset? For one, on one side, I'm like, how can you be upset that somebody's saying all lives matter? But then at the same time, it's like, why do you have to say all lives matter if the case at hand is that a bunch of black people are getting...
Yeah,
you know, shot left, right, and center, and innocent people as well. Like a little girl, you know, he mentioned the girl's name, and then there was a guy apparently who did he just get married, or he's with his wife or something, and he told them, he said, yeah, I've got a gun on me, but I've got a license for it, and then he was reaching for his wallet, or what they say, allegedly reaching for his wallet, and then he got shot. You know, things like that are happening. I mean, it's just a never end, it feels like a never ending cycle, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really one to fly the flag for Popo, but you know, obviously a lot of the stuff which is coming out about the police is only, it's been mostly negative. It's similar for a lot of other stuff. You're not no one's going to post a video up of a policeman helping them, sorting them out, I don't know, kind of thing or something. You know, there's not a lot of videos being posted.
Doing up my flies for me or something.
Yeah, it's the same thing, like, say with the youth situation in London. Like, you know, we don't really hear a lot about the youth who are just doing their thing and just trying to maintain.
Positive, yeah.
Because it's not news. No one really cares about that. They just want to hear about the negative stuff.
Why are we so drawn to negativity? Why do, like, you know, heartbreak films make so much money in the box offices? Why is that? Like, people are so... EastEnders, similar thing. We're watching Doom and Gloom. Like, every hour, is it... Three days a week, and then you get an omnibus edition on Sundays, I think.
Something.
Not that I don't know. I'm just putting it out there. I don't actually know that, but I am going to ask. We're drawn to doom and gloom, aren't we?
Yeah.
So people want to see, hence, you know, for instance, the video of people getting run over at a black...
But is that down to, like, the people control the news a bit more? I mean, I've been told that sort of Reuters pretty much controls most of the news which goes out there. If Reuters covers it, most people will follow suit. There's not very often that people put something else out which Reuters hasn't covered. So is it down to sort of maybe the media now to start spreading a bit more love? I'm not too sure. I don't know. Is that what we want, or is that...
The media's corrupted, though, isn't it? But it's obvious that, you know, the media don't want to put out everything. Like, people were saying that... When the two people that got shot, you know, the reason why the rallies, or as I say, the protests have started, the last two people that got shot, that wasn't, you know, put out there as much. But then as soon as these guys shot police, you know, five police have been shot in the Dallas rallies last week, I think. Then it was all over the news. It was everywhere. It's like, oh, they've shot the police, you know. So it's like that thing as well. Like, more people were talking about the gorilla or the lion that died than they were talking about these, you know, human beings. So it's like the world's twisted enough now that, you know, we'd rather talk about some, I'm not to say stupid shit, but something that isn't as close to home.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's a bit scary, man. So shout out to Jesse Williams one more time for saying that speech right there. We're going to get into some music right now because it got a bit serious.
Yeah.
Chew just put on you know, Black Panther's hat and put his fist in there.
Let's go, man. Power to the people, man. Power to the people. Fight the power, people.
Get back into Praying Mantis stance right quick. We're going to go into some music right about now. This one's from Twisted Pennies, who we had on the show a week or two ago, I do believe. But you know, we like to keep it, you know, when you come on the show, you become part of the family. So we want to make sure people hear you again. Shout out to Twisted Pennies. This is I Don't Know What You Want Me To Say. From that mother lover right there, FUBAR Radio.
Haze that, haze this, haze that, haze this. Because I've been shutting piff all day, all night, all week, all month, all year, all right. Hello, it's the rapper that you're bumping today. And I don't know what you want me to say, but I'm a sick one. I've got a lot of different stuff on my plate. I'm saying fuck it all, I come from a place where we don't give one. It's the rapper that you're bumping today. And I don't know what you want me to say, but I'm a sick one. I've got a lot of different stuff on my plate. I'm saying fuck it all, I come from a place where we don't give one. One. Cause this is messaging a bottle rap. Spend a couple bottle caps to get into the hovercraft. Sold my soul to the god of rap, I don't want it back. I got a job at Asda to plant a bomb in your shopping bag. On a rotten track, I don't know where my road is ending. My flow is tempting them to go and grow a rhododendron. There's no defense when I mold a sentence with cold intentions. Homies' bedrooms covered in roaches, rollies and broken Bensons. Social questions on wacky backy outings. Kawasaki jousting on mad magnetic mountains. It's mad astounding, I'm splashing in the fountain. I might have had 1,000, but I ain't counting none.
If you know what I'm saying, it's cool. But if you don't, then you should probably make your way back to school. On some, I'm changing shit today, cause I've been a fool. But please don't think that means I'm gonna stop breaking the rules. Cause man trip the light, fantastic, damn. They said hypnotize man backwards, stanzas drip with a bright antacid. Language flicks through the synapse mastered. That bitch ain't gonna see me again. Man talk shit to Luigi again. Man's going back to the genie again. That's just TP again. That's just TP again. And that's just one thing that's got me tripping. That's just one thing that's got me tripping. That's just one thing that's got. Hello, it's the rapper that you're bumping today. And I don't know what you want me to say, but I'm a sick one. I've got a lot of different stuff on my plate. I'm saying fuck it all, I come from a place where we don't give one. It's the rapper that you're bumping today. And I don't know what you want me to say, but I'm a sick one. I've got a lot of different stuff on my plate. I'm saying fuck it all, I come from a place where we don't give one. I'm from the Midlands where we wage war over Ribena. I snatched my piece of pie from the jaws of the hyena. And shit, then I got sauce on my wife beater. Now I'm slowly turning into a corpse in the dry cleaner. The thoughts of a white geezer, but sunshine is getting dimmer. Sometimes my lifestyle is hella bitter. But you ain't never gonna get the kid on Jerry Springer. I push a press up, still I check the mirror, getting thinner. And this is what they meant by red eyes. I'm trying to spend my best highs, test driving X5s. But not the fed type, damn it, not the fed type. I javelin a lead pipe, bang into the red light. And yeah, my home ground will be forever Britain. But it's a selfish system. This grey tracksuit is symbolic of incarceration in my mental prison. I'll have delic vision until hell has risen. So don't provoke me to behave profoundly. Just leave me dozing in the place you found me. Okie dokie, bake a brownie, known to keep the haze around me. Posted in the 80s, I'll be smoking one for David Bowie. So I'd like to give some very heavy thanks to the legendary elements that left me in a trance. Fuck the letters from the banks, all my cheddar went on shanks. Now all I'm left with is a message in the sand.
Sir.
What?
That was some blaze sighting right now before I slap you music. Shout out to Twisted Pennies right there.
Really nice beat, man. Proper tune out for that.
Yeah, definitely. That tune was called I Don't Know What You Want Me To Say. He said a whole lot there. So we had him on the show previously, as I mentioned. Man, check him out, man. Twisted Pennies, definitely a nice up-and-comer to hear from. If you want to listen back to that show, it's foobarradio.com/hiphop, all you mother lovers out there. You are in tune to the hip-hop show. I go by the name of Mice Diggy, and that is...
Chudette.
You're damn right. And we want to introduce someone very special, man.
Yeah, man.
This guy, it's amazing, man. Like, I remember meeting him about, I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago. At a gig, and he mentioned he wanted to do this, and I was like, man, you're a bit crazy. I don't know if you're gonna make any money doing it. Like, I mean, it's good for the scene if it's something that you know is gonna help the scene go forward. Especially being an artist myself, you know, there's not many times you get somebody saying this sort of thing and like, yo, I want to do a festival for UK hip hop, like, you know, promoting the scene and bringing everybody together. Letting people know that there is a very strong scene out there.
Massive scene out here.
And I do believe, man, that this festival has actually helped the scene grow even more. I think people are taking us a lot more seriously worldwide.
Definitely.
You know, I'm getting to travel a bit now and hear people talking about how much they love the UK hip-hop culture. Not even just the hip-hop, like the grime stuff. And, you know, like a mixture of what we're doing out here in terms of rap music.
And this festival's been making sort of, you know, news in like most magazines, Time Out, you know, all the big standard obvious sort of festival handouts. You're going to see this one mentioned as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting year as well, man. So, Boom Bap Festival is what we're talking
about.
That's
the one.
It's a hip-hop festival, man. Been putting on a bunch of acts from the UK, from the US, from Europe, for the last... I believe we're going into year 5 now, is that right? I think We'll find out.
Because I've saw footage of I think it was the first one you guys did, you and Jargoni.
Natural Born
Spitters, man. That was wild.
It was amazing, man.
Yeah,
it was really amazing. So it's the UK's only dedicated hip-hop festival. Yeah, 2016 is marking the fifth year, and this summer they're returning to the fields of Mindenhall, Suffolk,
cool,
to unleash a lineup of hip hop and grime heavyweights. You're expecting veterans from the UK and the US scene. So, you know, you got obviously, like we said, fresh newcomers, streetwear as well available, exclusive merch and whatnot, vinyl, you know, all of that
shit.
Yeah,
I bought graffiti. I bought some tunes, man, some bangers last year, man.
All you graffiti heads, all you music heads, man, you can get down there. Let's introduce Ivan first of all, man, from Boom Bap. Ivan, you out there?
How you doing, bro?
Yo, what's
you with
good?
Us? What's going on, bro? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm very good, man. Very good. I'm here with Chew Dat. You know Chew as well.
Yeah, man, I was lucky enough to sort of get involved with Boom Bap last year on the Sicker stage, so yeah, that was dope.
He's a troublemaker, but yeah, we got him in here just, you know, just so the streets are a bit more safe. Anyway, so Ivan is the guy I spoke to, man. It was like, so Ivan, what was it, about 5-6 years ago? When
yeah, it would have been 6 years, actually.
It would have been 6 years ago, and you come up to me and you're like, man, I want to get your opinion on this. I was like, what? My opinion? Yeah, I'm dumb as fuck. I'm the ignorantness of the ignorant. This is why I need Chew or Sarah here, just to, you know,
rein him in.
Yeah, iron out the creases. And he was like, yeah, Ivan was like, man, I'm thinking to do a UK hip hop festival. So originally, yeah, it was like a plan to do UK hip hop festival, wasn't it?
That's and, right, yeah.
I was like, I don't know, bro. I was like, really? I mean, it's a good idea because, you know, thinking about what the scene needed in terms of the togetherness and the professionalism, you know, for people to be like, okay, there is a scene. I was like, man, that's a really good way forward. But I don't know. You know, don't look at me if you lose out on it. You know what I mean? That's how I was. I just kept it honest. And, but man, you went through it, man. And the first year was amazing. You know, and it's like, oh shit, you're doing another one, year two, year three. Now we've got to year five, man. How does it feel?
Yeah, it feels mad. It feels like it was just yesterday, though, as well.
Yeah, it's been a it does.
Crazy journey. But yeah, I remember vividly first talking to you about it, man. Obviously, I was just a big fan back then. And, you know, you have an idea to do something. You know, I was definitely sure it was going to happen. Like, I'm quite a determined guy. But to then be 5 years the other side of it and see what we've achieved, it's definitely a madness, man. And
yeah.
Sometimes do have to pinch myself a little and just be like, rah, we did it.
Yeah, you know? That's so crazy, man.
No, it's been insane. Yeah. I mean, obviously, now that I performed there last year, how can you top that? You're quite hard for this year. No, I'm only joking, man. This lineup this year, man, looks mental. Who are you looking forward to?
So, all right, let's talk about this lineup first of all, because people might be like, who? First of all, you got Task Force.
Oof.
Yeah.
Task Force are going to be together, and that hasn't happened for a very long time, right?
Yeah, right, apparently around about 7 years.
Damn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fire Life Cypher.
Damn.
They haven't performed together for like 3 years or something like that. We've had Cypher on the show talking about the breakup and whatnot, and so that's amazing. That you, I mean, you're pulling together where it's like, what? How the hell did you manage to do that? Like, what strings are you pulling? Do you know what I mean?
But to be honest, the Task Force one, I mean, that's always been one that I will draw for every year, regardless, even though I have repeated no's. And it's never managed to happen. Obviously, by the time I started Boom Bap Festival, they weren't even performing together. And, you know, I sort of up listening to a lot of their stuff, and I'd seen them perform various times, but I'd never booked them myself. And obviously, they just, you know, that was the icing on the cake for us, if we could get them. And I got just super lucky, I guess, you know, after receiving many no's, after keep trying to get it at it, just one time, literally, we were about to drop the lineup, and I thought, I feel bad if I don't try again at least. I know I get the no's every year, but fuck it, I'm going to try again. So I asked again, and he just said, you know what, like, stuff's aligning for you because Farmer's up for it, and we're going to do it this year.
Dope.
And I was like, rah.
That's crazy.
I'm like, really? And then not only that, you know, a few days in and I've got Chester text being like, oh, I want to get this guest on and this guest on, and oh, I found this instrumental that we've not ever rapped on before. And
seriously?
Yeah, man. Like, they're performing tracks they've never done live before.
What?
New tracks they've never done live before. Tracks that they've never had the guest feature on stage before. So it's going to be crazy, man.
Like, man. You went in on this one, boy. And that's we're just scraping the surface there. What did we mention? Like two or three acts right there.
Yeah, I know. You've still got Shady as well, Kingpin.
coming down.
Yeah.
Shady Kingpin. Yeah. You got a High Focus lot, of course. Yeah. Yeah. BVA, Leaf Dog, Verb T, Flip Tricks.
Dirty Dyke. Yeah. He's been on the show as well a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Jesus, Dirty Goods. So the Dirty Goods one, that was one I was like, what? You pulled him out of the bag, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Well, again, you know, I always like to have a mix of the people that are killing it now, the newcomers, and, you know, some of the guys that you don't see about as much. Obviously, Dirty Goods is still killing it. He's still doing his thing. But we never had him at Boom Bap, and it was almost a... You know, you kind of go through everyone you can think of, and you're like, Raj, if we're not booked him yet, we need to get him on. I know he's got an album coming out soon, actually, with Michael Parkinson on the beats.
Yeah, I heard about that. He told us about that.
So that'd be cool, man. It's also nice to bring in some more grime cats as well.
Yeah, I like what you're doing there, man, because I think what a lot of people from a certain era kind of forget that with both scenes sort of being out there around the same time, there are going to be people that like hip-hop stuff or they like grime stuff. And so you putting it together makes it easier for people who don't feel like, oh, I can only, you know, I only go to that venue or whatever or that gig when I listen to that and I only go to this. Now it's like you're putting it together. I know there are probably people from the hip-hop side like, well, we put it all for?
But it's good to get that diversity, you know. It's really good. Because I remember from last year, just a really good vibe. Just the vibe was wicked. The most chilled, that was the most chilled festival. I think I went to 7 festivals last year and that was the most chilled one. There's like police walking around, but we were just nice.
Police bunning, nice. Police getting vapes with their dogs and shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to admit to seeing that one. But just the vibe was wicked, man. I went there with my girl, and it was just really cool, man. It's really good times. I mean, I'm jumping a bit, man. Pharaoh Munch and RA, man. That will be
mental. I was going to get to that, man. So you got Pharaoh Munch there. You got RA the Rugged Man. You got the new guy Afro.
Yeah.
Dash as well. Dash is Sonny Jim, who we had on the show not too long ago, was talking about. He's got a feature with Dash, and he's meant to be, is it, he's like Dame Dash's cousin or some shit?
Yeah, he is. He doesn't really ride off that wave, though. You rarely hear him ever mention it, or not many people know either, because he's just in a different lane. He's not like a boom bap act. He's more on that.
When you say a boom bap act, what do you mean? Got to confirm for our listeners out there. Some of them are just as intelligent.
I guess it's not classic sounding hip hop, you know. It's not classic. It's quite dark at points. Some of the beats are very different and a bit more experimental.
What is it, more like trappy kind of, or?
It's not trappy. I mean, it's got slight influences of it. It's a funny one because he's a young guy and he's just taken influence from a lot of different hip hop and just it's an amalgamation of a bit of everything. You can hear trappy bits in it, but you can hear boom bappy bits, but generally it's quite experimental, it's quite sort of dark, and some of the beats are key and not sort of your usual stuff. But yeah, he's cool, man. He's a great artist, and we just like to try and book across the board, you know, not discriminate any type of hip-hop either. I think we've done a good job of trying to display the dexterity of the festival. Obviously, it's called Boom Bap, but that was never a case of like, oh, it's going to be strictly a Boom Bap festival.
Yeah, do you think people got confused about that? Listeners that don't know, like, the term Boom Bap usually means a certain type of hip-hop where people expect it to sort of be from between the early 90s, maybe late 80s, to about up to 2000, or it's just got to be stuff that's like more samples and kind of more raw, you know, dusty fingernails sort of thing. That makes
classic
sense.
Classic sound, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, classic sound of hip-hop.
A golden age.
That's it. I mean, for me, the theory behind the name, which unfortunately people didn't grasp it on sort of a, you know, first impression basis, but the whole thing for me for naming it Boom Bap Festival was a feeling and like a vibe of those times. Like when I look back when I was a young kid and I was getting into Boom Bap hip-hop, it's just that feeling of like, you know, discovering something new. And I guess also phonetically, boom bap is the sound of the kick and the snare.
Yeah.
Boom, like, so boom, I know boom, it's quite boom, an intangible bap. Sort of reasoning, but that was my idea behind it. It was never supposed to be like, oh, this is strictly for boom bap hip hop.
Yeah, don't come in with your tight jeans on. Only wear baggy jeans. Only if you can do graffiti. Only if you can name me every member of Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be a great festival. I mean, from the first
six people.
Not that there's anything wrong with knowing all the names of every member of Wu-Tang.
I do, actually.
Just a bit weird. Yeah, of course you do, because it's somewhere they're from Shaolin, isn't it?
It's Wu-Tang Clan originally.
Where you're from. Anyway,
I just wanted to mention, right, not just the lineup is banging, but also I forgot, it's these kind of things when they go to festivals, like, it's more than just the action, you know what I mean? Like the vibe, the field itself, where you stay is wicked.
What drugs were you taking out there? Because you keep talking about the vibe and the feeling.
Hey man, I was just like on one, man. It was like totally cool. But you know what? The other thing I was thinking about was the food. The food was banging as well.
Is it?
Really, I don't know who's in charge of organising that food part, because I know it's hard, the catering part, but whoever's choosing the right, you're choosing the right caterers, basically, man. Just really, really good. So
that's it. Yeah, you got to go in with the food, man. Everyone's got to stay there for 3 days, and you've got to have some nice stuff. You don't want a soggy burger and stuff like that, dude.
Nah. Reasonable as well, reasonable, and just hit the spot, man. Just so yeah, it's good, man. That's just it. Giving you loads of props, sorry. But yeah.
So what was your idea behind sort of when you were like, all right, I want to do a festival kind of promoting the scene. What made you want to do that? What was the drive?
For me, it was, I was always a keen festival goer anyway, and you always just get that token stage or that token showcase where you get a few hours of hip-hop or a hip-hop headliner, but I I've been to festivals in Europe and I've seen, like, hip-hop camp and things like that, and I just thought, like, why the hell haven't we got something like that here? Mm. It just seems madness that, you know, such a healthy scene and, you know, but not anything that's really showcasing that, and all of it across the board, bottom to the top. So that was it, really. And also, you know, I'd run festivals previous to Boom Bap, another one called Sensitized Festival, and we'd always had a little Boom Bap stage, and that was kind of like me getting my fit with hip hop out of it. Yeah, because the festival was more dance music orientated, but we'd always have the little sort of hip hop side stage, and it was just the passion for hip hop shining through, I guess, and realizing there's just nothing out there for it, and someone's got to do it, you know.
See, this is how you know Ivan's the hip hop from his heart. He took the money from dance music, where people were taking all kinds of mescaline, I don't even know, other stuff that has "een" at the end of it that I can't even pronounce. Took that money, came back to hip hop, went bam, bam, bam. Let me put that into hip hop and get the scene out there. And look where we are now. Like that's a fucking hip hop head right there. That's what you do. You know, you come back. That's that Robin Hood shit they talk about. Not robbing people in the hood, but you know what I mean. You know what I'm talking about.
See, for me, I always loved the music, and I've played instruments. You know, I've been in bands. I've tried, you know, I've put my hands into producing and all that sort of stuff, but it never really kicked off for me in that way. But promotions, for me, is such a... I get my artistic, you know, I get buzz. To feed that hunger by... You know, organising a festival in itself is quite artistic, because you get to really, you have a blank canvas and you get to book in certain things and put them on certain days. And like you said about the food and stuff like that, it's a way to be creative without having to be an artist, you know?
That's amazing. You just made me realise how much it can go behind in terms of, because you've obviously got to plan out the surroundings as well, which stages go where, how does that work there, you know? So it's almost like a piece of art as well, just designing that and...
Oh yeah, the stage set times, that's always like, you know, you have like football fantasy where you put your dream team together. Course, yeah. Like for me, that was, you know, that's like hip hop fantasy right there, just being able to just put your headliners where you want them and all the artists, you know, leading onto each other, and it's great fun, man. It's probably one of my favourite parts of the boring admin office work is putting the set times together.
So have you not been tempted to get on the stage then, if you've been playing instruments and stuff? Start jamming with someone
never that. There's a bit of an ongoing joke between me and J-Man about a finale speech one year, but it's never gonna happen, man. People have tried to get me on stage before and I just go red and just have to leave.
How many bottles do you need before we get to see Ivan on stage?
Quite a few bottles done anyway, and I'm still not up on stage.
He's like, that ain't gonna work. Yeah, you better bring some champagne, boy. A few crates of that champagne right there that we got on, you know what I mean, Fire Munches right now. What's what's some of your favourite moments then that, you know, putting this sort of... Because it's some people must dream of this, being able to book some of the artists you've had there.
For sure.
What have been some of your favourite moments in terms of, you know, putting the festivals together?
I think things that spring instantly as a light... I guess the moment we open the gates, because we move on site a week before the festival starts, and then we live on site a week after the festival finishes, you know, building it, breaking it down. And I guess when that first person comes through the door and everything's rolling and, you know, touch wood, everything's in place and ready to go, and you just see, you know, we've been working super hard for the whole week in advance, and I don't know, that just seeing that first person come through, there's just something quite satisfying about it.
Right, like you're like, okay, here we are starting now, this is...
Yeah, but then equally, I guess it's because, you know, you've had that really intense week of graft, and then when that person steps through, you're like, oh, right, that's that part of it done. You know what I mean? Now we go into the actual festival.
Yeah, and I guess phase one's over, phase two now.
Yeah, that's it. And then I guess another part is just... that last set on the Sunday, because you've done it, you know, you've done it. After that, it's done, and there's a bit of element of celebration there as well, because that, you know, it takes a long time to organise, so once you get there, you're like, wow, you know, my whole year was building up to this one weekend, and when it's finally done, you just, you know, you just feel a level of pride about it. Well, and also all the staff are there, and that's always a great moment when we've got all of our team around us that have put in, you know, hours upon hours of work, and we all get to watch that last set together. Because the thing is, I don't really get to see the festival. I always sort of joke, oh, I'd love to come to this festival, because, you know, obviously it's the dream festival that I put on, but you never really get to see it like that.
Yeah. I get it. It's almost the same thing as like performing at a festival. You never really get to enjoy it. Like, people who, oh, you got to Glastonbury, oh, you lucky fucker. But then when you get there, most of the shit you're doing is like getting prepared to do your show, and then,
of course,
you know, breaking it down and whatnot. But that's nothing compared to actually putting on the whole festival.
The logistics.
So, but no, it's similar in that sense, though. Like, you can never really... You're always going to be thinking about doing your show, right? Even if you are at Glastonbury, just chilling, like, jamming, watching another artist, you still kind of know that you're there to play your show. You're looking forward to it as well, as I guess, as well.
Yeah, I guess so.
And, but yeah, that's two good moments, the start and the finish. I guess that's quite kind of cliche as well. But I don't know, there's been other moments when we've managed to get out to Australia. I guess that was quite a, like, getting off the plane. Like, geez, as if we're like halfway across the world on the strength of the brand Boombat, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's true, man. Wow. Yeah, we've got to give it up to you, bruv, man. Like, you know, like, a lot of people hit us up saying, happy that we put on this show and we're helping the scene grow a bit more, giving people a platform. But what you've done, I think, is, you know, is some next level shit, because not only is it a very big task to put on, you know, make sure like a couple thousand people are going to get in, be safe in this in this area. Where is it? So it's out in Mindenhall, which is
Suffolk.
Is it Suffolk or Norfolk?
Suffolk-y?
Suffolk.
Suffolk. Somewhere where there's tractors and Suffolk, shit like that. Yeah, that's all that matters, right? And, you know, like, being able to put that together, you got to get the coaches and all of that shit sorted, so people are coming in from north, from south, east.
Yeah.
No, that wouldn't be east. You guys are east, so it'd be west.
We've still got kid in there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you just made it more accessible as well, just to a more sort of mainstream audience as well, I feel. As I say, like I said earlier before, like, the pressure you guys are getting as well, you're just in the right magazine supplements, and you're getting the right coverage media-wise.
Yeah,
it's good, man. Just breaks down those barriers of people just thinking hip-hop was just about sort of guns and stupidness.
That's right, man.
You know,
if you lot want to get more info on what we're talking about, I'd say Google Boombat Festival, or you can go to boombatfestival.co.uk. It starts on July 29th, is that right? Friday, July 29th?
Yep. Going through to Sunday.
Yeah, coming out to the 31st of July.
31st of July. And that's at Mildenhall.
Mildenhall
Stadium.
Mildenhall. Mildenhall, Suffolk.
I have a problem saying
it. So, yeah, find it on Facebook as well. Guys, you can find it on Facebook. It's Boombat Festival. You get the tickets there. You can get the tickets from the website as well.
The lineup is fucking ridiculous anyway. We just skimmed. Like, you know, you got people like Ocean Wisdom are there. Dirty Dyke is there.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Who else?
Jam Baxter as well.
Have we even got enough time to say who's there on this radio show? Jesus Christ. Mother lovers better find out.
Did I say your name as well? I don't know if I saw your name.
I do some famous shit every now and again. You know what I'm talking about. We won't get into that, though. Yo, Ivan, man, it's been good chatting to you, man. And really, really, like, what I was trying to get to say was, we really appreciate what you've done in terms of starting a festival for the UK to enjoy hip hop from scratch. And hopefully it can carry on. just make sure you, as many people as who are listening, get yourselves down there because it's something that you don't want to miss.
Definitely, man. Nice one, Ivan, man. Yeah, the consistency as well. I like to keep
Kenny
going.
Ken. Jesus Christ, what the hell are you doing to us? Verb T's down there. Split Profits are down
Skits
there.
Skits is MK as well.
808 Inc. Jesus Christ. Nole. What the fuck is going on? Mr. Thing.
Word.
Jesus, this is messed
up. Blade. I need to shout out Hoochino as well.
Blade. He brought Blade out of the closet. But, you know, he brought him out of his office.
Yeah,
he brought him out of the office. Because Blade now, a lot of people know Blade is actually... He's an old school hip hop head who worked with Mark B. Rest in peace, Mark B. Mark B passed away.
691 Influential, is that right?
Sorry?
Was it 691 Influential? The first label?
I think it was 691. Something like that. But out of the scene, I think he might have been like the first, they were the first to get signed to some label, but be getting like, you know, daytime play on Radio 1 and shit like that.
I remember
them
on Top of the Pops, mate.
Making
top
just
of the
pop. Boom
Top of the
bap.
Freaking Pops, man.
Yeah, and they're
that
making boom bap like underground. My mum hates me because I play this shit loud and all it does is go boom, 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 kang, boom, boom, boom. Like, that type of hip-hop. Saying some shit that you wouldn't think mainstream people would even care about. And they fucking blew up, man.
It worked, man.
And yeah, he disappeared for a while, but Boom Bap Festival has got Blade coming up and he's going to pay tribute to the late, great Mark B. Who passed away.
Yeah, that's what... Beginning of the year. Oh, man, we didn't have to book Blade. He wanted to pay his respects to the guy.
Oh, wicked.
Boom Bap's a fitting place, right, considering his legacy in the scene. And
amazing.
Yeah,
man.
it's going to be a moment for sure.
Yeah, so that's Boom Bap Festival. One more thing I wanted to ask you before you go, though, is what do you think, because you've obviously worked with so many different people from the scene, as well as like people from the US scene as well, and Europe and whatnot.
Yeah.
What do you think the scene needs in order to grow further? I think it's in a really good place right now, but what do you think it needs to become even greater?
I think it would be cool to see a few more record labels come out and maintain the level of consistency that, say, the High Focus guys have or the Blah guys have.
Yeah.
And just, I guess, showcase them different areas of hip-hop made in the UK and just shine, you know, and just stay consistent with the videos, the record releases, you know, the quality of music, the content.
Mm.
I think if we had a few more record labels pop up and really kill it, I think we could, maybe start to form a bit of a... more of a cohesive industry, I guess. For lack of a better word,
it'd be more solid.
Yeah.
Because there's
a
consistent. When it's like just one or two sort of names, it still feels like it's something that's on the verge of maybe going somewhere, but there are only one or two labels.
If you look at the American record labels, obviously, you've got tons of massive successful labels out there from your.
Yeah, exactly. If we had like 10 High Focuses, it would be way better than just the one. That's what you mean, isn't
it? Yeah, that's it. Yeah, definitely like representing other styles as well. Because, you know, that's the beautiful thing about hip hop made in the UK, is all different styles of it as well, isn't there? You know, from your kind of road influence to the backpacky stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the sort of ragger influence stuff as well. Like, you know, there's so much out there. I think that could help. For sure.
So maybe that's next for you then, after
record label.
Yeah, record label.
All right, maybe not then. Wicked, man. Ivan, good chatting to you, brother. Thanks for staying on the line so long as well, man.
Nice,
we know,
man,
you're
Ivan.
Busy right now getting everything together, but hope everything goes well. That's Boom Bap Festival, 29th of July this month, until 31st of July. Do get tickets, ladies and gentlemen, because it's something that can't be missed, man.
It'll be dope.
Nice. Bless up, Ivan. Mother lover. I'll see you then. I'll see you Sunday.
Take it easy, man. Good to chat. Bless.
Yes, man. Bless up.
Bye.
Wicked, man. That was Ivan of Boom Bap Festival right there, man. And it's a very special festival, as we said, man. We reeled off a whole bunch of names. There's even, like, that was probably, like, less than half of what is going on there.
There's going to be other names you guys are going to sort of be more drawn to than we are anyway. So, check it out. Check the lineup out.
Yeah, please do, mother lovers. Anyway, I want to play you lots of music, man. I just watched that Miles Ahead.
Okay, yeah.
The Miles Davis film. Woo,
really? Oh, man, we're going to have to talk about that during
crazy.
This song.
Crazy. Nah, yeah, we'll talk about it. I don't want to put no spoilers out there, but We've had Don Cheadle on the show before. Sarah Love spoke with him about the film. It's about the late great Miles Davis, jazz musician a lot of people should know about, and it's basically like a day in the life. Like one of, if this is one day in his life, then just like a fucking week is like, get the fuck out of here, brother. I cannot deal with
this. We'll talk, man.
Crazy, we'll talk, man. We'll like, talk. Really good. So, we want to play this song, man. Robert Glasper featuring Pharrell Munch off the soundtrack, Miles Ahead. This is Gone.
Some kind of pulse that goes on all the time, you know? Five, four, three, two, watch it.
Seen the light shine brightly on the other side twice, and each time it blinded me when it beamed and reminded me of dreams of God and Christ, the kind that I used to have when I was a teen, and I would twitch and blink and I would scream and switch whatever I was visualizing to fit into a split screen, sort of a psychological device. On the right side God was flat, on the other side Christ was white. God would spread his majestic wings as wide as I could see towards the sky and take flight, so high that he would block the sun, and then he would return to earth and look me directly in the eyes and ask me what I already knew he would ask me despite. Would you be gold once we're gone? Let it resonate, get in tune with the tune like a tune fork. Let it breathe, let it live, let it reverberate.
What's this? Here it is,
and it's a matter of fact. Black matter will live forever. Our lives matter. Black, black lives matter. And it's a matter of fact. You are a part of me as much as I am a part of you. The universe is the body. The earth is a beautiful molecule. Humans are simply atoms, a part of a God particle. Vibrating kinetic energy, endlessly searching for solitude. I marvel like God's phenomenal artistry. Equate longitude, latitude, and feel magnetic fields in my abdomen. The natural projected. To discover that we're not home alone, and saw the stars are just genetic codes inside of chromosomes. Plus the moon is not made of provolone. Feel the undertow, check the overtones. Clueless to mass, refuse the music promoter home. So I spit it in code and made a choice to walk global on the God particle. Arbological, not found in religious blogs and articles, but chronicles like a message in the bottle from the honorable Elijah Muhammad in the form of a song. We'll be right back.
FUBAR Radio presents
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
Doc Brown, otherwise known as Ben Bailey-Smith, you have presented me with a guilty pleasure.
It's called The Room. An absolute shambles of 90 minutes based around crumbling relationship between a very creepy, possibly Austrian middle-aged man and his attractive...
Sort of hard to know where he's from, isn't it?
Yeah, he claims he's from America. The character Mark, who's played by Greg Sestero, and the crazy voice, it seems like you're an expert, Mark. That's Tom. Me, the right to drink.
Every Friday,
Screen Talk with Dan Clark
from 12 PM on FUBAR Radio.
You're damn right, mother lovers. I go by the name of Myles Diggy, alongside my co-host today,
Chu Hefner.
And you're locked into the FUBAR Radio hip hop show right here on FUBARradio.com. You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio, myself, Myles Diggy, or Chu Dat.
CHRUDAT.
Or you can email us hiphop@fubarradio.com. We are joined today by some special guests that we've had here before, but we cannot help but get them here again because they're fucking amazing. Please make some noise for Ezra Collective.
Yeah. Thank you. What's going on?
Femi, Joe, TJ, what's going on, man? How you lot feeling?
You good, man? Yeah, we're doing well.
Been busy.
Yes.
Doing Muso stuff, doing famous stuff, yeah?
Trying our best.
What's the most famous thing you've done in the last 2 weeks?
Sign an autograph.
Yeah, man. Whoa. Yeah.
Hey.
No, I didn't even tell you this, you know. In Brighton, I was in Brighton the other day, just on my own. Three people recognized me. Three.
Wow. Serious? Three.
I mean, to be fair, just as a disclaimer, we did a big festival right next to Brighton, like, the other day.
Okay.
So I think they all came out in the masses, but still.
If you're doing famous shit, you deserve to be, you know what I mean, treated famous, like, people, like, recognizing your shit. That's only famous people get recognized for some reason. I got family members who just straight up walk past me. Like, yeah, I remember you, uncle, but it's all good. Next time I'll give you a neck back slap. So, what's been going on then? How's the project been going?
Wicked.
Yeah?
Yeah, really good. Really good. Just, we've got the opportunity now to kind of take that music to some festivals and stuff.
And do it live.
Which has been really cool because at festivals you always get a whole bunch of people who've never heard it.
Mm.
So we've been doing that, which has been really great. Carry on pushing it. It's getting a lot of attention on the radio and stuff. So, you know, just getting on with it and it's taking care of itself and that's cool.
Oh, that's really good, man. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
You guys are here, going to play some more live music for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
As well as help us out on the open mic, of course.
Yeah. I got my bars ready.
That's how I know some of you lot got bars, though. Someone writes lyrics, though, because a lot of musicians act like they don't write lyrics and then... Next when you hear them singing or something.
No, even, I'm a shower freestyler, man. No beats.
Shower man, you know. That's the MC name, yeah. TJ, aka Shower Man. No,
I'm Chinese, I'll be the golden shower man.
Ah, that one.
Because he's Chinese or something, golden's got to be involved.
Ah, yeah.
That's like a good luck charm, innit?
It's very good luck if I do that to you.
If you drink your own golden shower.
That's what I always say.
I shower in it, then I drink it, you know?
Yes.
Bit dodgy, but whatever works for you, man. Whatever helps you, you know, raise your inner self-esteem. Yo. All right, let's get into this, man. Let's hear, we got to hear some jazz music right here from Ezra Collective.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing to you the mother lovers named Ezra Collective. You got Femi on the drums,
Joe
on the keys, TJ on the bass. Without further ado, let's do this, man. Turn it up, come on. Turn it up, brother. Turn it up. Thank you. You don't get that anywhere but here, mate. I'm telling you. Make sure you tune in every Monday, 4 till 6 p.m. right here, Foobar Radio. Yo, it's a man, as always.
Oh, it's real nice vibes, man.
Thank
That's
you.
That's amazing, man. Like, it's great that you, and what's beautiful is you can bring in that machine there. So, Femi's working with an electric drum kit.
Yeah, it's an SPD, Roland SPD. It's dope. It's got a whole bunch of, like, different drum sounds and stuff, so. Yeah, it's a really good toy, really. It's just like, you know, when you're like seven, I got like these drum machine presents every year, but this is like the adult version that you can actually use on a stage and stuff. So it's cool, man.
So, and the good thing about it is that you can play anywhere you want. Like,
being a
drummer, I bet, you know, when you meet me, I play the drums, they're like, man, I'm glad I don't live next to you.
Yeah, it's not the one. But I must say, man, like, I take it on tour and that, and I put it in my hand luggage. Because it's just the easiest way to go about it. But every time it comes up on the screen, they see like all these trigger pads and these wires.
So I have
a little chat with the guys for about 5 minutes and they just want to have a little look at that.
Don't worry, guys. It's not.
Yeah, exactly.
So if anyone from Roland's listening in right now, if you're looking for any to sponsor any new crews out of there, it's Ezra Collective.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that kind of sounds like he already was sponsored.
That sounds like a little plug there.
Exactly.
That's nice to hear, man. So guys, you're going to be with us for the open mic, right?
Yes.
Beats courtesy of Ezra Collective, ladies and gentlemen.
Looking forward to it. Organic, baby.
We got to get into something serious now. As you know, every week I'm supposed to do this. So even in light of Sarah Love not being here, I still have to appear, my beloveds. You can hit my music right there, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I go by the name. My Sack Hayes, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. My Sack Hayes. And I'm a bad mother. Shut your mouth. But I was about to say lover, bitch. You're damn right. We want to welcome you down to the Foobar Radio Cafe, where we give you exactly what you need. We got those green truffles sprinkled with scuff all over your face, mother lovers. It's time for another investigation. That's right. Better late than never, mother lovers. And this week kind of carries on from last week. Last week I was asking the people, you know, what's like the most... what did I ask the people last week? I was asking them about your friends and... Yeah, it was like the most sort of annoying personal traits you've ever had to deal with. You know, because we met a lot of different people. And the last person actually said something interesting. They said unreliability was probably the worst. If you're unreliable... And it made me, I had me thinking about during the week, like, man, what's the most unreliable thing a friend has done to me? And then it took me back to this time. I won't mention their name, because for obvious reasons, you know what I mean, you lot might not see me ever again.
Do you want to leave the room then while you talk about me?
Huh?
Do you want me to leave the room when you talk about
me? Yeah, that's all right. So I had a friend, right? They were like, yeah, man. Remember when Eminem used to be really good? You know, like, he's good now, but when he used to be really good.
Really good, yeah.
Like, say, the first album, second album sort of period.
Yeah.
And he had, like, I mean, you know, he'd blown up, like, massively. And my friend was like, yo, I've got free tickets to go and see. I think it was kind of like, it was like Eminem, there was Cypress Hill, it was like Exhibit. Yeah, this massive thing, and it was in Milton Keynes.
I can't
remember how long ago that was, but that was wild. Like, yeah, imagine if your friend's like, yo, I got free tickets for that. I was like, what?
I'm there.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm not as massive a fan of Eminem as I was before that, but I was still like, yo, I want to see this because it seems like it's going to be a massive spectacle, you know, all these people performing. I was like, right, okay. I never usually go out with this dude because he's a bit unreliable already. But I was like, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt, I'm sure he's for real. Let me see the tickets first of all before I even start shaking your hand like I'm excited about this. Let me see the tickets. He showed me the tickets. I was like, cool, let's do this. Get the car. He's like, yeah, no, I'm going to drive. Right, I'm like, right, this is proper. You're treating me like royalty here, man. This is crazy. Took about 2.5 hours to get to Milton Keynes. Usually, I think it takes about an hour and a bit. Yeah, but there was traffic, you know. And so we got there, and then it was one, because it was such a big event, it was one of the things where you had to park up, you know, like two days away from the thing. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and get a boat over there.
Yeah. It was one of them ones where you had to park mad far. All right, cool, whatever, man. Maybe we build something, you know, we could float over there. It'll be easier. So I was like, right, what way are we going? Parked up the car, started walking. We walked for about 45 minutes. And you know when you can hear the music, you can feel, yo, I think that I might be exhibit on now, you know. I swear I can hear the you start doing a little crip walk thing. You can't really do it. Well, fuck up your ankles a bit. But you carry on walking. We start seeing the queue now. It's a massive queue. Where he's like, all right, well, at least we know we're here. I cannot wait for this shit. We're here nice and early. This dude starts doing, you know when you're looking at someone, it's like, you look like you've lost something. I don't know, you know what I mean? Why are you've gone through that pocket about 3 times now. So now I'm starting to get worried. There's a little sweat on my brow thinking, you're not going to say what I think you're going to say, and you better not say it, especially when you've got a zoot hanging out of your mouth, half lit. That's to slap that shit out of your lips. He's like, bruh. I was like, go on, say it to me. Just say it in my head. I didn't say it out loud, but I was looking at him like, say it to me. And my hand was ready. This dude starts looking on the ground and looking behind him. I was like, no, you're not doing the Fela Kuti dance to me right now. Looking on the floor and shit. Don't do this to me. He's like, bruh, I think I might have lost the tickets, you know. I was like, no.
Gotta be there, man.
Yeah, I was like, no. He's like, looking around like, all right, bruv, you searched the pockets way too many times now. You probably have lost the tickets. I was like, yeah, they must be in the car though, innit? It's cool, man. We'll walk back and get it. It's a 45-minute walk. Out aloud, I was like, it's cool, man. On the inside, I was like, fucking idiot, man. Yeah, I fully went. So anyway, walk back to the car, searching left, right, and center. Didn't find the tickets. We never ended up going to see Eminem live, Cypress Hill, or none of them. I didn't slap the zoot out of his mouth. I took it and blazed it myself. But the least how unreliable can you get? Like, I've never, ever, I don't care what he says. Like, just walk me to the bus stop. I'm not going anywhere he wants to go, just in case some bullshit happens like that. So I want to find out for my listeners, what's the most unreliable thing a friend has done to you? I say friend, with the air quotes, because I know for some people it's going to be some real serious shit.
An ex-friend of mine, yeah.
An ex-friend, exactly. Yeah. He's going to end up being an ex-friend. But, you know, we have to deal with these sort of people, and I want people out there to not be as unreliable as some of these mother lovers out there are. Especially, like, people who... there's another trait that, that's quite unreliable is when people don't just say, I don't know. It's like, you know what I mean? Bro, I live in London. It's summer. Do you know where I might be able to get, like, you know, a fur coat that's waterproof, breathable? You know what I mean? Because I don't know what the weather's going to be like. Just say I don't know. If you don't know where I can get it from, just say I don't know. Don't be like, I think...
Talking about fur, do you know how bad it is for... that's cool, but I didn't ask you that, man.
People have a problem with saying I don't know. I don't know why that is. But I think the smartest shit you could ever say if you don't know something is, I don't fucking know.
Yeah,
I don't fucking know.
How about that?
Don't ask me. Because it makes you seem dumber, you know what I mean? Trying to pretend you actually know what you're talking about when you don't.
Yep.
Hit us up at FUBAR Radio on the Twitter or email us hiphop@fubarradio.com. And please let me know, this is the investigation for today. What's the most unreliable thing a friend has done to you? I'm sure Chew
I'm still trying to think of one, yeah. I think it's a friend bit.
You
well.
Probably
I'm
are
probably
the friend.
Not friends, yeah, so it's probably me.
You might be the friend.
So anyone, if I've... I can swear.
You can't. You don't have to mention names.
Oh, yeah. So if I fucked you over, just let me know. And I'll apologise on air profusely.
So shouts to Cal Neal. He says someone stole his vinyl.
That's fucked.
Yeah, that is pretty fucked.
That's not
up,
unreliable. That's just.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
See you next Tuesday.
Is that unreliable?
No. Well, I mean, look.
You just snaked it.
Yeah. You know, like, it's like if someone's meant to be a friend, do you know what I mean? Maybe he left them at the yard, or I don't know, but.
Yeah.
You know, this is something you can't. People like that, you can't really rely on them. You can't say, "Yeah, bro, hold my keys. Let me just run up the shop to go and do it." Like, nah. yeah. That's it. Your car's gone, man.
That's pretty funny.
Do you know what I mean? you know, he's saying that it might have been the guy was probably a drug addict or something like that. So, I guess. You know, on national.
One of those unreliable drug addicts.
Crackheads.
it's quite rare to find. Most drug addicts, really, nowadays. Fairly reliable.
Stay here, look after all my vinyl.
I'll do that for you, man. I'll do anything for you.
It's funny you just said that story, because only yesterday. We all went to see that Stevie Wonder gig. And our friend Toby, he really wanted to go. He didn't get a ticket. So he's like, no, don't worry, I'm going to sort it out. And then, so Toby does the Pharaoh gig with us, he's the guitarist. And so he was like, yeah, I got to go. So then he got our other close friend and he brought her along. He was like, look, I'm going to get us two tickets to go Stevie Wonder. Cool. Met up with someone he found on Gumtree in Hyde Park or something. Bought the tickets and spent $2 on them. Went to the, you know exactly what's happening. But I was trying to call him, to say, look, Toby, something weird just happened, innit? I just got into the concert, but they gave me my ticket back and they didn't rip anything off of it.
I was trying to say to him,
I was calling
all blind people because it's Stevie Wonder.
I was trying to call him up, like, bro, don't just buy a ticket, make sure they scan it with you because. Lo and behold, innit, he got to the ticket scanning place, and they were like, "Yeah, these tickets have been scanned already."
Wow!
But I think, no. Love to the security guard because I think he must have just seen Toby's eyes, and then he was just like, "Just go in, man."
Yeah.
Well, that's really sweet.
He made it to security. Yeah, but there was a moment where I'm sure the girl that he brought along must have been like, you were just such a chief, man.
That's a second date question.
Yes, man. See, I guarantee you if that was a Future concert or Drake concert, that wouldn't have happened. Stevie Wonder creates miracles.
Yeah, exactly.
That's love right there.
The sun was out yesterday. We don't mess around with this one.
Yeah, it's actually sun and sun. I know this is the UK, but let's just...
Wow.
Let's let them have this. Wow. That's messed up, man.
Dang. Boy,
well, we all go through these things in life. Shouts to Dave Pike. He says, man, he gave me a couple here. He says, my best mate at the time who never known his parents lost his house and had nowhere to go. So I took him in, clothed and fed him, and he robbed my house 3 times.
What?
That's another crackhead. That's definitely got to be... Crackhead syndrome. There should be a crackhead appreciation day just for all the crackhead guys, because we gotta feel sorry for them.
Three times.
Like, the first time I might be like, yeah, bro, I don't know if you should be in here.
Three.
Yeah, 3 times, man.
Dave, man, you need to, yeah. Just, yeah, working yourself a little bit there, man. Yeah. 3 times, you get taken for a ride.
This one's messed up. He says one of his mates got caught jumping a train in London. This must have been when he was young, because, you know, people used to do that back in the day. I don't even know if you could still do
back
that
in
anymore.
The fucking
robot.
If you know about it, I mean, no.
Yeah, but some robot out there grab you by the kishkis, hang you upside down, then you cannot jump the trains anymore. He says... The guy got caught, and so he gave his information. You know, like, when you have to do that.
While he was there.
No, he can't have been there, man. That would be messed up. But imagine, I said, you get the ticket, you get the fine for it.
There was this guy in our school.
Yeah.
He was a bit of a chief, right? And so anytime people got caught,
That was the address, innit? Everyone knew his name and address. Yeah, he's deep, man. He must have got like 2 fines a week.
Wow. Have you still got it?
Huh?
Have you still got it?
Tell me off air, innit?
That's hilarious. Shout out to Frank. Frank says, a few weeks ago, my friends told me the wrong time of our plane to Ibiza because they thought it would be funny. I'm still fuming.
Wait, did they tell him early or late? Because early still bants if you're like 7 a.m. flat and it's like 1 p.m.
Judging by that email, they told him late, man. You got to send in that shit and you got there nice and early. Like, you could go and have some champagne and salmon.
Then surely you check your own flight times by now. Surely.
But you know, if a brand says the flight's at 1 p.m., then the flight's at 1 p.m.
Yeah, that is kind of messed up.
That is. Wow.
Jesus Christ. Well, keep sending them in. hiphop@foobarradio.com or tweet us at Foobar Radio. We're going to get into some music right about now and then introduce our next guest so we can get set up for the legendary open mic, bitches and bitchettes. Hey, man, this whole thing about the cops getting killed in Dallas protest rallies is a bit crazy, isn't it? But gangster or what, bruv?
I don't know about gangster, man. The guy's trained by, well, by predominantly white establishment. Institution. Who? The shooter.
Snipers.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Were they black or white?
Black dude.
Well, still gangster then.
Well, I think he was a Marine. I think he's ex-Marine or something.
He's an ex-Marine.
No, I mean, he knew what he was doing.
They killed him with a drone, though.
That's the messed up thing.
They used
a
robot.
They used a robot to blow him up.
Robot carrying a bomb.
But no case. No case.
How can you just. That's judge, jury, executioner for.
That is gangster. He's like, bruv, I'm not.
They killed him with a drone.
Yeah, they killed him with a bomb. And there's another guy who was in a car in the area. I can't remember why they suspected him, but they also thought he was a shooter. They were going to send a drone to him as well. Completely innocent dude.
Serious.
So they were going to send both out, sent the first one out, and then they just but in time or something.
Not only are they not fighting the wars now.
Is that allowed?
Apparently there's nothing constitutionally wrong with it, but...
Oh my days.
But this is the problem.
Raping us out here, getting away with that shit. Yeah. This is fucked up.
It's the beginning, man. Revolution, baby.
Anyways, this is all stemming from the police killing people, allegedly innocent people as well. So I thought it's only right to hear from MF Doom. Yeah. Absolutely.
Things take a turn for the worse.
Send it back where it came from.
We got shots fired down the
Good to the last, drop nigglets. Hood to the blast, pop them bigot ass piglets. Go for the bosses, dicks are higher. Beat walkers still get caught up in the crossfire. Get at the sarge and give the orders. The rest of them punks are quick to force or get slaughtered. Use stealth, play alleys, jet. We'd rather not alert them nosy fella rallies yet. Keep the local random cases in each state. Skate to the beaches for the season and be straight. You on call, keep your Nikes on tight, no white. Anybody tell, get lighted on sight. The ringers on a need to know basis. No persons, places, things, and no faces. Get bagged, you on your own, acting alone. Back home, your family be provided for while you're gone. It's a price on all snitches. If you're nice, bring back eyes, fingers, toes, and pictures. Send copies to those who sing in the blues. Mothers and fathers who's unjustly accused. Our species is in danger. Wear gloves and strike in a city where you a stranger. Gotta let them fools know and send them a message. Let them POWs go. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Now you have your orders, do your duty. A new way to let the shot spray. A few drops a day, double espresso, DA latte. No smell nor taste, hardly traceable. Wait to waste a prosecutor paid to get the case pulled. Learn them a lesson for giving bros mad stresses. A long list of COs, names and addresses. A fake judge with many years on the bench and sent some good cash to the chair. Was aired in the trench. They say her tongue was teared out, smeared and drenched. The whole system scared in doubt and a fair stench. And she was tortured, some say post-mortem. The suspect took his own life before they caught him. It's real spooky, like a real trife movie. Remember the part the Terminator killed Tookie. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. If they get the villain surrounded, son, the shit. Shed blood, some will be shook and just look with their head in the mud. Red flood.
Villain.
It's one of the things we ran into the unknown. We couldn't get up the door pull as quick as we wanted to. And once we did finally pull the door and breach the interior door, there's a man trap inside of it. Basically, that man trap is a cage. For we run in, we're stuck in there and they can shoot us while we're stuck in a cage.
FUBAR Radio presents
Hayden Sylvester Incorporated.
Bell End near Licky End.
Cockplay in Northumberland.
This is brilliant.
Wet gang.
Wet gang.
Hold tight, all the wet gang.
Mandem, hit side. Wet gang. Moist Mandem.
What was our old clip called?
We were ASAP Mob for a day, weren't we?
Yeah. We should be Wet Gang.
Wet Gang. Maybe we should just change Payne and Sylvester Incorporated to Wet Gang.
Wet Gang, featuring Brown Willy, Boggy Bottom, and The Bastard.
And Funny Bottom.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
From 4 PM on FUBAR Radio.
So that was MF Doom right there with a track called Absolutely. Because this place is going absolutely crazy.
It's absolutely rammed.
And when I say this place, I'm talking about this planet we call Earth. What the fuck is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Where we have police now killing people innocently. Possibly the biggest gang. The army might be a bigger gang than police, right?
They work together.
But yeah, either way, they're all fucking trained in the same thing. They'll pop a fly's head off from them in a matter of minutes from about 3 miles away. Now we're hearing that they ain't even got to do the shit. Now there's fucking robots doing the shit, drones coming in and popping people off. What the hell is going on in this planet? I think America needs to really, you know, think about what they're doing. These are human beings we're talking about, you know. The rest of the world is looking at this country now like, what the hell is going on with you guys? You know, over here, guns are not legalized. I think you can like, you know, there's like rifle associations and whatnot, but you have to have a license and you can only use that gun on a range and whatnot. It's not a case of like, yeah, I'm licensed to walk around with a gun because I paid for it because I've spent enough time at a range. Now I've got really good aim. How fucked up is that? That the fact that you've got really good aim means now you can carry this weapon around and possibly use that aim you might flip out, man. Some people have that. Have you ever seen that film Falling Down?
Yeah.
Michael Douglas, where he flips out. Yeah. There are people really like that. Not everybody is stable. Do you know what I mean? Like, if we were really going to address whether people are mentally stable or not, there'll be a lot of people that would be in homes, and, you know, if we could afford it. Yeah, there'll be a coming, man. We all know some crazy. We're like, right, he's not really all there. All there. But he's just enough.
He hasn't done anything wrong yet.
Yeah, he's just enough. He's not, like, walking onto people's front gardens taking a piss or a shit. You know what I mean? That's when you're like, okay, this dude's really crazy. But people are just enough, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Before the edge that they could get away with being in society. But now, you know, imagine living in a country where, like, that same person might, just because they've spent 3 months on a gun range or whatever, now they can get a license to hold a gun or two guns. Yeah, I know people like, I got two, son. You know, I'm allowed to hold one here, and the other one's got to be in the glove. Da, da, da. It's like,
you can join banks and get a gun as part of the as a freebie.
Yeah,
we get a rail card.
They get a gun.
You can hold them up at the same time as opening account.
What
open
do guns
account
do?
And your vault, please.
Guns. What do guns do? Like, I think the notion that guns are there to protect somebody is all messed up.
Mm.
Like, a gun is not going to protect you from getting shot.
A bulletproof vest,
a bulletproof headgear.
Staying at home.
Not wanting to cause trouble. Not being around people with guns and bullets and shit is probably going to save you better than actually holding a gun, walking around in a place where everybody else can hold one.
But it's good that they've got like high-end assault rifles, which you can buy because, you know.
Yeah, we Googled that shit the other day, by the way. Crazy, I didn't do it on my phone because, you know, I didn't try to get into that kind of trouble. But
when you going to need an AR-15?
You never know.
You never know.
There might be just some problem over there, you know what I'm saying? If I was cross behind them white their lines, might be some trouble, you know what I'm saying?
But you know what, actually, all right, but this is an interesting point, though. If you were in America now, at the climate, and like yourself being black or just anyone, if you're in America now, would you buy a gun?
Ooh.
If I was in America now,
and you can,
I'll probably go to like Miami or somewhere, you know, where the beaches are at. I'll go somewhere.
Yeah, there's no.
Because I'm not gonna lie. Because to us it's all insane because we don't have any guns here.
Yeah.
But then I don't know. I don't even know how I'd feel walking around like on a street
with the just the whole facts playing in your head that probably
you could get popped off.
Everyone I see here probably has a gun.
When I go to America, I'll make sure I wear my jeans a bit tighter. I try my best to look like I'm not from America, because I used to get worried about, you know, a lot of people say, oh shit, that looks like Devin's cousin, or you know, Sandra's. Yeah, I look like, from different angles, I look like different people. So I've always been worried that I might be the drive-by dude. Oh, shit, yo, this Devron. Oh, shit, that ain't Devron. You know what I mean? So I always do my best to, like, I don't know, wear a bow tie, some shit that just doesn't look like I'm from there, because it's so. But that's how crazy the place is. And it's just getting worse and worse. It's not getting any better.
It's a mess.
So I think, I don't know, I feel like we might be, we've gone too far now, like, what is everybody going to do? Go and hand all your guns in, and you know, so it's a safer place. I highly doubt that's going to happen.
Do you think?
I was going to say, I reckon do what Chris Rock was saying, man. Just charge $10,000 a bullet. Not as many people will get shot.
Yeah, yeah. It's a shame, man. Hopefully, America can look at itself anyway, because I think the rest of the world now is looking at America like, yo, that's the crazy cousin that you don't want to invite to the barbecue.
At all.
Because
the wiping the shit on Wolves' uncle.
Yeah. Exactly. Yo, man. Anyway, you're tuned into the Fubar Radio Show. Myself, Mice Diggy, alongside Chu. And we are joined by some other special guests right about now. We have Crash and Elements with us.
Yeah, what's going on, man? You cool?
How are you lot, man? Are you cool?
Yeah, man. Yeah. We're good. We're good, man.
So, speaking to the mic, because, you know, we want to make sure people hear you out there.
Yeah, no, we're good.
So, what's going on with Crash and Elements, man? Are you both two rappers, producer, DJ? What the hell's going on here?
I'm a producer, but I do spitting, and Crash is the main rapper.
And then, basically, we do, like, everything in-house, so we're Elements DJs. I do visuals, so I'm a videographer and editor by profession. Wow.
That's your day job?
That's my day job as
well.
That's
good to hear somebody raps who has a day job. Most rappers start off selling weed.
Well, do you know what? Like,
crack cocaine, robbing people and shit.
Yeah, the only clips I'm dealing with is, you know, in the studio. That's it, man. So, for me, it was just kind of, I started off doing music, and then it was another outlet, because obviously rappers need videos. So then why not do your own videos? Simple as that.
So you started, did you study videography, or?
I did music and media as a degree. So I kind of, my plan B is kind of still in my plan A. You see what I mean? They work hand in hand. Yeah.
So you're writing songs and already visualizing what kind of footage you're gonna put to it, and
pretty much. And then Elements does the sonic side of things. Yeah.
How did you guys link up?
Wow. Okay. So basically, a few years ago, I had to go up. Well, I moved up to Manchester to basically be part of a team called Lockdown, and we used to tour across the country doing like prison workshops, like music workshops in prisons.
Music workshops in prisons.
With
the jail. All right, so you got the links. Basically, you used to smuggle some shit into the prison. Make it look like. I'm joking.
So did they still have the equipment though to use after the project, or was it just for that sort of session?
They let us take it in for the sessions. Okay. And
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
So you guys are from Manchester, or?
I'm from London.
You're from London.
Yeah, I'm from North. I'm from near Liverpool, and I moved to Manchester. I'm in Newcastle now.
Right.
Yeah.
So like, you know, the whole thing up north, like Luton is up north for us.
Yeah.
Down south, we're fucked up, man. Like, you going north? Yeah, Finsbury Park, brother. I see you there. That's wicked. So did you ended up in Manchester studying, or?
Yeah, nah, this literally it was that. I was like 18. And they came down to London at like it was like a gig, and then they saw me, and I think maybe I was like 17, so I was almost too young. And then they were telling me, oh, you know, we do this and that, and I was kind of like, yo, that sounds kind of interesting. And then after I finished college, the last thing I wanted to do was go and study again. So I was like, all right, cool, let's do this. So I moved up there for like 2 years.
Oh, sweet.
And did that.
And how's it been going? Are you releasing like your own material, or? What's the, how, are you working with a label?
We're pretty much independent, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We've put the EP out ourselves.
So that's the beautiful thing about where we're at now is like, as long as you know what you're doing, you can put out music yourself, self-contained DIY, and you can actually make a living off of it.
You know,
providing you're not fucking smoking, snorting, or, you know what I mean, plugging all that shit. Not that there's anything wrong with plugging all that shit, I'm just saying. You might lose all your money doing that shit.
True.
People get addicted to plugging every now and again.
Well, I might be hooked on plugging. I might have to do some plugging just quickly before we get into this open mic as well. So me and my partner Jimmy Logic, we're going to be putting on a music festival, East London Fringe Festival. It's going to be a bit hip hoppy, a bit soulful kind of vibes. 24th of July. Come down, East London Fringe Festival. And I'm also getting my EP ready with my girl Laura Maiment, Peace of Mind. That should be, the EP launched on the 4th of August at the Islington. So yeah, come down, check it out.
That was the pluggity plug plugs.
Love those plugs, baby.
Courtesy of Chew That, mother lovers.
Yeah, better than the butt plug.
So, guys, plug. What have you got out at the moment? What's like? Have you got a release at the moment? Or
yeah, we've got an EP out at the moment. Astronauts and Crosses.
Astronauts and Crosses. Yeah, nice. What's the idea behind that?
You tell them, Cross.
Well, hey, so it's kind of a play on words. So obviously, you got noughts and crosses. And that's that's a game, and obviously it has rules and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So obviously Astronauts and Crosses was just for us. Obviously we got, you know, like you said, we're those rappers or MCs that kind of have those 9 to 5s. Like this isn't the only thing that we do, and that's cool. So Astronauts is basically like, oh, okay, we're changing the rules. We can kind of, this is our escapism. Yeah. You know what I mean? So we can do what the fuck we want, basically. Yeah. So that's what it is.
I like that, man.
Yeah,
that's really interesting. So have you guys been putting material together for a while now, or has it been like?
Yeah, we were like, when we both used to live in Manny, we recorded a lot of stuff, but we just never put anything out. So we've been working together, but this is the first project we've put out together.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And then, so in terms of the videography stuff, how long have you been doing that? Is that been longer or?
Nah. I've been spitting like, just, you know, like from since school times. You know, like I do grime. I don't really limit myself to, you know, a genre, so to speak.
You can't nowadays. People get offended if you say grime. You can't just say like a female, male.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now you can't just say grime or hip hop. People get offended by any shit.
Exactly.
Don't call me black. You know what I mean? I'm actually brown. Yeah. And sometimes in the winter, I get to a beige complexion. If you look at me with the sunlight from the north side.
And a filter here and there, you know.
Yeah. Especially on Instagram. When I've got the cape soap filter on, that's it. You can definitely. That took a minute, didn't it?
Is that Craig David?
That's crazy, man. Well, look, man, we want to get into the open mic section, of course. We got Crashing Elements in the building. And sorry, so what's the name of the project you got out at the moment?
Astronauts and Crosses.
Astronauts and Crosses. And that's out on what?
That's out on all digital platforms, all the ones that people really care about.
You've got your digital distribution all sorted and all that.
Yeah. We're good with that. Yeah.
And are you pressing CDs and vinyl as well, or what's the?
Not now. Maybe for the next one, but this one's just purely digital.
Yeah.
So purely online.
And you're gigging as well, like playing shows left, right, and centre. Or how's that going?
Little bits and pieces here and there. Obviously, in terms of, you know, kind of trying to establish ourselves, it's a bit harder to kind of get gigs together because obviously he's in Newcastle and I'm in London, but we're kind of looking at like in a positive way because we are solo artists as well as joint. So if I'm doing something and I'm, you know, playing some of the tunes that we got together, or if Elements is doing something in Newcastle, it's a win-win until we kind of get an opportunity to be in the same place.
Yeah, and the thing is like, you know, when you're getting booked for places, obviously they can make sure that your travel is sorted for you to get left, right, centre.
Yeah.
And another thing that's beautiful about how we work now, you know, you can work online. You guys don't have to be in the same city and whatnot and still manage to collaborate well. That's sick, man. So we're going to get into the open mic. First of all, though, let me bring you back to some. These are two generals, man. DJ Supreme, man, featuring Q-Rock, Son of Noise.
Incredible Q-Rock, man. Oh, man, I've got one of the older 12s, man. Son of Noise. Son of Noise. Ill Justice one, man. Big up Q-Rock, Son of Noise. Renegade, their cuts, man. The DJs were ahead of their times,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. And so this is DJ Supreme with R.I.P. featuring Q-Rock of Son of
That's
Noise.
What I'm talking about. We love this shit. We eat this shit. We breathe this shit. The magazine with 16 venomous bars supreme. Rush shotgun, start pulling the card. Lyrical mass murderer, midnight marauder, slaughter enemies in alphabetical order.
radical torture. Here I come, ear drum bleed. Whenever the black radical starts to breathe, back off sabbatical leave. Silverback gorilla, serial killer, veteran MC. You don't know my steez, how I squeeze off. Cut back to one of your cap to breeze off. Do your mighty rock, ready to rip. Blow you apart like the Gaza Strip. Whenever I spit, literature for my jaw coming at ya. Serve as lay when I'm all up in this rapture. Capture my foes, leaving them slain. I'm danger, like propane mixed with the flame. Come on. John Doe, let's go!
Man, that brought me back, man.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? It takes you back to that era, but it's fresh. It sounds new.
Nah, it's quickly, man. I've got to shout out some old school cats, man. Son of Noise, obviously, man. Mm. Renegade, Supreme, Madder, Killer Man Twice.
Right.
Well, MC Doo. Who else is there, man? I'm trying to think quickly. Gunshot.
Hard Noise.
Catch 22. Yeah. Hard Noise. Dynamatrix. Man, too many, man.
I've never seen Cheese.
Killer Instinct.
You look like one of them cats. You know the cats that you see when you go into the Chinese store.
That's gonna be a Chinese store.
Smiling.
There's no cats in a Chinese store. They're in my belly, my friend.
What is that thing with the hand, though? What are you meant to do with the hand that's just going up and down? Them lucky cats or whatever.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do with it? Yeah. Put it down. See what happens.
Spud me, motherfucker. I've been here for like 35
years. Don't leave me hanging, mother chucker.
Yo. Anyway, mother lovers, that was DJ Supreme featuring Q Rock of Son of Noise, RIP. Right about now, though, something else is gonna rest in peace. That is these beats, because they're about to get killed by Crash and Elements. The beats are provided by none other than Ezra Collective. We got Femi on the drums. We got Joe on the keys. TJ on the bass. Mother lovers, are you ready?
Word.
I said, mother lovers, are you ready? You are in tune to FUBAR Radio. Myself, Mice Diggy, alongside...
Chute.
Damn right. And we're about to go into the open mic session. Right here on FUBAR Radio, Crashing Elements. I give it to you guys, man.
Yo, let's do this. Ezra Collective in the building.
Live beats.
Crashing Elements.
Yeah.
Underdog of the underground. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
two types of people in this ring. On the left is those who remain and those for the Brexit. Let's think who won the vote, irrespective of race, colour, creed. If the need is expensive, understand this, yeah. Every time I'm spitting, man, I might have to bring it back. Freestyle on the track, understand that it's my sticky sitting over here and I rap, yeah.
I caught my teeth listening to Awkward Thief. Mice digging in the crates for the perfect beat. Oscar Peterson, Pete Rock, Styles Pete. Coltrane with my cadence on a love supreme. Nightmares and dreams. See, I'm a stable, keep it real, and I always seem to be painfully honest. Estranged to the phonics, it's pain through the sonics. The cadence, my chronic on the phonograph. I ain't holding back, and I'm known to stack raps rapidly. Kill it with the illest flows, realest prose. I compose over Dilla Donut Soul. It's cathartic, cause this world's so cold. Antarctic, have my heartbeat froze. Pros roll when the stress hits home. I don't smoke, I just exhale poems. That shit's potent when it hits your dome. And if you ask me, I really don't know the answer to the questions that the media pose. I read in their prose, a thousand lies printed in bold. The typography of tabloids is callous and cold. They are strong over stereotypes in a whole load of bad attitude, misinformation and bull. Too much ignorance eventually is taking its toll. I need a minute just to sharpen my goals. Meditating on the stories that my grandfather told. Hey, yo.
Yo, yo, listen, yo, yo, yo. I will publicly smash the life out this track like I just saved the world. The Fifth Element is back. Yes, I like to keep it graphical, more than a slap and tickle rap. Your pupils popping out your head, you're viewing an IMAX. I ain't reached the climax, peak of my career, but all these sexual references is what you want to hear. Cause I'm frankly, my dear, it makes more zeros appear. Not just the money, but it brings the O's over here. Us guys like the look of it, but touches can be deadly. Some Eves in them apple bottom jeans, tend to jerseys. Yes, we do abuse it. If we beat it, then we leave it. But some never do escape it. If she's keeping, one's conceiving. I rap where I'm from. Yeah, Wilson in the building. Crash, crash, Wilson in the building. Won't forget the motherland. No, I'm not a yardie. It's Freetown to the bone. Anytime you ask me, wetting there, picking thinky, I go batter me. Nah, this boy boy, he jam coco, I done done pass. Nah, yeah. My accent's British, but I know Creole. And no, I'll never put a price on my only soul. No, I'll never put a price on my only soul. Elements kill.
Yo, yo, hey, yo. Real teachers live what they speak. I learned more from you than my school days is deep. Now I'm missing you, reminiscing on the beat. It's been 3 years since you left in your sleep. It don't carry weight when fake ones preach, cause you taught me what was real, my renaissance reach. Painting pictures with your words, show me verses to read. Digging in the scriptures in my life, sowing them seeds. And I owe so much to what you taught me. Now I'm seeking his peace when I'm needing reprieve. You was down on your knees praying out for a change. You couldn't stand injustice, and what they're saying is success, it doesn't have no substance. Double negative when I'm stressing it. I think back to all the times that you taught me how to live, and now my life would be different if you hadn't been in it. Rest in peace, souls released to your maker that you're with. And I miss you. Know you've seen the shit that I've been through, living sinful through my darkest nights and hazy days. Feeling like my mind is turning crazy in the major way. Finding great escape in the cadence, so I got to spray. It's no sleep, heavy stakes in that metal state. Made me forget about you since you went away. And when my son was born, I focused on that precious day just to get me through all of the pressure, paranoia, pain.
When I was a youth, I said, what you wanna be? Then they said, the astronaut, there's no loss of gravity. Rocket ship with a team, now it lives in my dreams, but exists in these riffs as I spit. Man, I'm free from the burdens, stacks and the sticks and the stones that determine fuel that I'm burning. Times what we serve on this earth, different earnings. Until we're perched in the hearse or an urn. In fact, I'm getting older and I'm circling tighter while I'm kicking out the serpents. Pigeonhole the vermin, the villains are restricting what you thinking and they're curving. Sometimes the biggest is within us, blood I'm learning. Used to wear my heart on my sleeve, but not everyone's dressed in loyalty. So I roll up, living as a grown up. Only when you're winning, the decision is to show love. Know what? Photoshop, crop them out. Too much in the picture, the captions are scripture. Let the truth be told, prior priorities and my future goals have been beefing, but let it be known. My scars and stripes, no stars aligned for me to go for gold. Crashing elements, Star Fox and Vocal. If you wanna know where we at, new tracks to speak for a generation that's impatient. Plenty imitations, but more limitations. Limitations is what makes us creative. Not being spoon-fed the dregs of greatness. We're your products on a placement. What are you containing? Checklist ticks, pace making, or fast track cracks in your foundation. Know what's gold when you're boat racing. Povo coats are up then basement. What I mean by that statement is trends switch more than the cockpit. Some saw, some will drop quick. Analyze your attitude, be sure when you got it. On the up and up, with no need to cover up. At a later date, scars cause a lot of pain, especially when you move.
Mufasa and premature thought, same stored mind scorned with no backup.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are in tune to Crash and Elements right here on the open mic. This is Fubar Radio, the hip hop show. This is exactly what we do for you. We give you an open mic for all of you mother lovers to enjoy. MCs, if you want to get on, or beat makers, if you want to get on, it's hiphop@fubarradio.com. We'll give you some more information if you go to the website. You got Ezra Collective on the beats, and right about now is Crash and Elements. Elements, what are you saying, man? Yeah, what you got for us, bro? Yeah. I know you lot got some more, man. Yeah, come we go,
yeah,
man.
Yo. Listen, deep in depression, I'm vexed, I didn't want to stay. Post-traumatic form of stress is what the doctors say. I'm speaking on it now because I ain't ashamed. Honesty is pain and the truth's running through my veins. Anyway, wouldn't be no sun without heavy rain. And shout out to mine, yo, my life has changed. You and your mother got me stepping like I have to praise. Get home from work and I can see the smile upon your face. I woke up feeling like this. Wipe the sleep out my eyelids. Embrace the day, if you seek it, you'll find it. Lightheaded and my heart feeling timeless. Before this, I ain't slept for 4 days. Hard nights for your mother in those labor pains. Now the work paid off, and I stand amazed. Saying hi, I promise I won't go away. Daddy saying welcome to this world can be the coldest place. But I'll keep you from the frost and show you the way. And make no mistake, I'm here to stay. In 9 long months, the miracles made. Yeah, they still happen in the modern age. I found my purpose on this earth and always it rotates. I'm feeling dizzy from the ride. The moment you arrived, I looked into your eyes, tears in mine. I think I heard you say,
yeah, it's me, yeah. Listen, yeah, I've been trying to find a purpose on your surface ever since I was a teen. Listen, yeah, hello world, hi, it's me. Yeah. I've been trying to find a purpose on your surface ever since I was a teen. Listen, yo, what I spit a present could manifest into a Smith and Wesson and push your wig back, caught now in session. Now I swear to tell the truth, yeah, the whole truth. This verse is a vessel, it bursts at a special. Pray it stays and it lays with the tears and the sweat. And accolades compensate for all the work and the stress. Carry status and tackle hate and filter BS. But this ain't just rap, your career it affects. When you're steering and your peers are just watching your every move. Yeah, some of them got your back, while some want you to lose. Like, excuse my French, cause I fucked up often. But until I'm in a coffin, hope's always an option. Cast your first stone if you're sin free. Furthermore, play your life on a big screen. Unedited, uncut history. Souls don't evolve, but their molds are a mystery.
Yo, man, make some noise, my lovers. That was Crash and Elements right there on the open mic. Beats provided by Ezra Collective. That's right, you got Femi on the drums, Joe on the keys, TJ on the bass. Yeah, I was going to try and do some like
TJ Dillinger shit, but I'm
Yo, do remember, if you want to get on the open mic, all MCs, send us some music to hiphop@fubarradio.com. Producers, if you want to get beats on the open mic, beat for open mic or open mic beat, whichever one. Just make sure that says it in the subject and send us some snippets, just a 1 minute snippet, maybe 4 snippets of MP3s. If it's anything else, we ain't going to listen to that shit because there's way too much shit to be going on. Or shit we should be doing, you know, other than that. Keep it locked right here, mother lovers. This is Fubar Radio, the hip hop show. Shout out to Sarah Love, she couldn't make it because she's been famous stuff that
Don't forget my EP launch of mine, Peace of Mind, my girl Laura Maiman.
So when is it coming out?
4th of August.
So we got to get you on as an artist. You got to come and show us, you know what
we'll
I mean?
Get Ezra Collective as well. Give us some beats, baby.
Definitely, man. We're going to get Ezra Collective back for sure. Please make some noise for Ezra Collective.
Nice one, guys. Smashed it.
On the beats, smashed as it. Always. You know what I mean? Got me feeling flat. I feel like I'm floating right about now. So, someone just informed me on this shit. It's about to be the end of the show.
Nah, ready.
Father Time waits for nobody, mother lovers. But we want to thank everybody for listening in.
Nice one, guys.
We appreciate all the unreliable mother lovers out there who help us learn how to be a reliable mother lover. There's nothing better than a reliable mother lover. Ask your mum. She knows about it.
I'll ask her.
Yeah?
When she comes back from yours.
That's right, mother lovers. Yo, we want to thank everybody for tuning in. Do remember, if you want to listen back to the show, if you've only just caught us on the last bit, go to foobarradio.com/hiphop and the show will be up there from this evening or tomorrow, whenever. Yeah, you lot can make
and
sure.
And if it's not up yet, you can make sure you can check some of the older shows out there. There's quite a few up there. So yeah, get your little dose of hip hop, bit of humour.
Shout out to Ivan, Boom Bap Festival.
29th of July.
Make sure you lot go to that shit. Shout out to Crash Elements for coming through. Shout out to Ezra Collective, my co-host Chew.
What's up? Nice
AKA
one.
Chew That. Make sure you go and get his EP, My Forehead, for not shining too much, that everybody had to put their sunglasses on. And we're gonna leave we're gonna leave on this note, because Sarah always makes sure that we love each other and stay within unity.
Word.
Peace out, mother lovers.
Peace.
Sister, there's got to be